if only, the point at which unbelief disappears. If Only by Barry Bennett. Much of what we call a faith battle is really a battle against unbelief. When faith is conceived, there is a knowing and an assurance that we have what we have believed for, even before the manifestation. Unbelief can only be conquered by eliminating distractions and focusing on Him and His Word. Most people are more focused on the distractions of life and spend very little time with the Lord, yet they expect this minimal relationship to produce great rewards. When faith is conceived, there is a kind of faith declaration that sets the criteria for the manifestation. That criteria is different for every person in every circumstance. In the case of the woman with the issue of blood, her criteria or declaration of faith was that, if I but touch the hem of His garment, I will be made whole. She determined the moment of her healing, not Jesus. In the case of the centurion and his servant, the centurion declared to Jesus, I am not worthy that you should enter my house, but just say the word, and my servant shall be healed. Jesus was willing to go to his house, but the centurion's faith established a different criteria. Jesus responded to his declaration of faith. Jairus told Jesus that if he would come and lay his hands on his daughter, she would live. This was Jairus' decision, his point of faith, his criteria. Jesus responded to it. We see this over and over as Jesus told those who were healed that it was their faith that healed them, and be it unto you according to your faith. He was responding to their level of faith, their criteria of if only. If only I can touch his garment. If only he will lay his hands on my daughter. If only he speaks the word. In each case, there was a conviction that produced a vision which produced an action. When we are at the place of if only, we are beyond the battle with unbelief, and we know that we have our healing. This is not something we make up in our minds. This is a faith that is birthed in us as we hear His word and get the vision of our need being met. Nothing can shake that conviction. Nothing can deter that kind of faith. That kind of faith will even open a hole in the roof of a house and lower the infirm man through the hole into the presence of Jesus. That point of faith is different for everyone. It could be your faith that someone's prayer for you would be your moment of manifestation. It could be that in your own prayer time you receive the revelation of your healing. The manifestation might be gradual or instantaneous, but you know that